Please, just pick a song already.
What, and be stuck with the Killers? I don't think so.
Just... Spencer.
Dude, loosen up. Relax. You'll be fine. Visiting home can't be that bad, right?
I am relaxed.
You might think you're slick, but I haven't seen you this stressed since your biology final.
Haha, hilarious.
Plus, every time we stop, you check your phone.
It's just, Lillian hasn't been responding to my texts. You know Lillian? My friend from high school. We're staying with her?
Oh, that Lillian. I don't want to.
Yes, you do.
Okay, yeah, I do. You got me there. But is she okay?
I don't know. You don't just text someone you haven't seen since graduation and be like, I need help, can you come home? And be fine.
Maybe it's because of the spooky curse your town
it's
has.
It's not actually cursed. Some kids made it up in the 80s to cope with living in such a shitty town. It's the most interesting thing about Maryview anyways.
Ooh, careful, June. Don't joke about the cursor, you'll be next.
Spencer, can we not talk about this?
Right. Sorry, I know it's been weird for you.
You know, you really didn't have to come.
You didn't want to come home alone, though, did you?
No.
So here I am.
Thanks.
No problem. I owe you one anyway. You saved me from doing that cosplay competition with my ex.
Yeah, please never tell my friends that I dressed up as an elven enchantress with you. And here's Maryview.
Wow, it's so antique.
Really? That's how you'd describe it?
Antique is better than calling it old. It's like half of it is transporting me to 1776, the other half to 1950. Not terrible.
Seriously? Is that from Lillian?
No. It's from, Toby Harrison?
Oh no.
Hey, June. Lillian told me you were coming to Maryview. We should get the group back together. And I don't know if this is too much, but when you get a chance, I'd love to talk with you. It's been a while. Huh. Who's Toby?
No one.
Fess up, June.
He's a guy from high school who may or may not be my ex-boyfriend.
You had a boyfriend? You never tell me anything good.
It was just for senior year.
Just senior year? That's not serious.
I mean, high school was not a good time for me, let's just put it that way. He's nice, though.
Would you get back together with him?
God, no. I really hope he doesn't want to. I've moved on.
If he gives you a speech declaring his passionate, sexy love for you, let me know.
I would hit you if I weren't driving right now.
Okay, hit me when we stop for food. I would kill for a poke bowl.
This isn't New York. The fanciest food we have is the chicken parm burger from the Italian buffet.
Buffet? Ew.
Don't worry, there's a good diner right here. Wait. Victor's is closed? It went out of business? That can't be right. It was always packed.
You have been gone for a while. Maybe old Vic fell on hard times.
Maybe. God, I hope he's doing all right. Shit, the town really is going downhill. I'm sorry, Spencer. Maybe Lillian and her mom will have some food.
Gotta toast one. To you, June, for finally hauling your ass back here.
Thanks, Xander, and to, you guys as well.
Aw, cut her some slack, Pancake. New York City sounds so cute.
What?
It's Rachel and Xander's thing.
It's still their thing?
It's sweet.
Good lord.
New York sounds like it's the shit.
Man, what I wouldn't give to go to New York.
We'll bring you down sometime, Toby.
Take me too.
Yeah, let's make it a double date.
What about you guys? What's been happening since I left?
Not much. Xander and I graduated like 2 months ago, so we've been chilling. I've been working as an assistant coach for cheerleading to save up money. Moms always love it when the 3-time regional winning head cheerleader of the Maryview High Panthers tutors their kid. It's so cute.
Yeah, I bet it is.
What about you, Toby?
Same old, same old. Still at Screws and Wrenches Hardware Store.
Oh, come on, bro. You're training to be an electrician. That's so dope.
Hell yeah, man.
Oh, Xander, do you still work at the sports shack?
Nah, they went out of business. Fucking dicks.
Jeez, what did they do?
Oh, no. Dick's Sporting Goods.
Hey, man, you'll bounce back. We're going to practice your interview with Coach Phillip next week. You'll be training the next generation of football stars in no time.
Oh, thanks, Toby. But they'll never be as good as we were.
Toby, did you graduate with Xander and Rachel, too?
Spencer,
I didn't go to college.
Oh, geez, I did not pick up on that at all, did I? I am so sorry.
No worries. I was supposed to, but I messed up my leg and lost my football scholarship, so I just stayed in town and kept on working. I'm sick of football anyhow. Don't even think I've watched a game on television recently.
What? Really? Oh, come on, man. We used to watch games all the time at Victor's Diner.
Ah, jeez. I remember when we were at Victor's and Xander and Toby got in that milkshake chugging contest.
And then Xander vomited all over the floor.
Oh, right. Ugh, that was disgusting.
I had fun. Mostly because I won the contest.
Hey, it was funny until I remembered we had a game to go to in a half an hour.
Man, I've forgotten about that. You guys just totally bolted and left us.
And Victor saw you totally ditch us and came over and told us he'd clean it up. We tried to do it ourselves and he was like, no, no, it's my job. You kids have a nice day. So Victor cleaned up your mess.
Oh my God, June. Remember that time we were in the front row of the screening of Rocky Horror Picture Show and you puked?
No, no, I don't, Spencer.
She puked?
Yeah, like all over the guy in the audience playing Brad. Dude, mixing 4 tequilas in an edible was a terrible idea.
Holy shit!
Oh my God.
Our June smokes dope?
It was just an edible. Wait, this didn't happen.
Oh, damn, girl. City life changed you.
Oh my God.
Oh, I had no idea Victor died.
What, really? No one told you?
No.
June.
Who's that?
Oliver. He's the town mortician. Kind of a family friend.
Hope you've all been well. Sorry to intrude, I just heard you talking about poor Victor. Good man.
Yeah, he was.
It was so strange. No prior medical issues, really, but one day he was there and the next he was gone.
It's not strange. It's sad.
Oh, I'm not saying that it's not sad, just strange.
Really?
I don't know if we should be talking about this.
Oh, don't mind me. I'll leave you young folks to it. Glad you've come back, June.
Yeah, thanks. Freaking weirdo.
Well, that kind of killed the mood, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Dude, how much did you drink?
Oh, no. Not that much.
Come on, I'll drive you home.
No. I can
no.
Walk.
No, we can go with you, Spencer. Lillian can come with us, too, so she can show Spencer back to her house.
What about me and Toby?
You guys can, you know, walk back together, alone.
Oh, shit. Oh, awesome idea, Waffle. Yeah, let's do it. They can catch up and shit. Yeah, Spence, Lil. You good with that?
Okay.
Sure thing, my dude.
Xander and I will take care of the check. Meet you guys outside.
Wait. Ugh. Well, June, I guess we're stuck with each other. Wanna go for a walk?
Sure.
So, you glad to be stuck back here?
Yeah, it's nice.
No, it's not.
Maybe not. Still nice to catch up, though.
I'm glad you're back.
It's nice to see you again.
I kind of wanted to talk to you about something.
Yeah, Lillian told me. Look, Toby.
Lillian? How does she know? I haven't told anybody, not even Xander.
I guess it's obvious.
It is? Damn, I thought I was hiding it pretty well. I don't know, maybe I should have told someone else. I just felt like you were the right person to talk to.
I get it, but look, Toby, I'm really sorry. I'm just not interested in you like that anymore.
What? No, I do not want to get back together with you. Jeez, is that what you thought?
Is that not what you meant? Oh God, I'm sorry.
I guess I could have phrased it better. God, that's so awkward.
No, it's fine. Thank God. I was kind of terrified because we, you know.
No, I'm sorry. I know it's weird. It's been a while since we've even talked. I guess I just... Senior year was the last time I was really happy.
Oh, you haven't all this time?
Yeah, I mean, getting injured junior year sucked, but I had you guys, right? I didn't think I'd need football. I was terrified when everyone was going to college. I thought things would change, force us apart, but then everyone commuted to college, so they were around here a lot and nobody changed, so even though you were gone, I was happy. But then it just ate at me that we've all stayed completely the same. We're all stuck.
I mean, I'm glad you guys are still how you used to be. You're a great guy, so there's no reason to change much.
I want things to change, though. I want to change. After high school, everything just stagnated. Totally stuck. We didn't do much. I got my job at the hardware store. Xander still had his job at the sports shack. Until recently, anyway. And I just woke up each day, went to work, came home, and did it again in the morning. Xander went to classes, work, maybe came over to my house once in a while. We never made any new inside jokes. We never tried a new hobby. We never even ate something new. It was just the same thing every day.
I'm sorry. What if we did something new together? Like, anything?
Yeah, maybe. I just keep thinking if I had left town like you, I wouldn't feel like this. But I never did.
It's not too late to start something new.
It feels like it is. Did you feel this way? Stuck?
Huh? Stuck?
Like, after you left. Did you want to take control of your life, but you just couldn't? Did you ever feel stuck?
Yeah, after I graduated, I didn't know what to do next. I still don't, but... Look, I don't know if I can help you. I barely know how to deal with my own shit sometimes.
You just get it, though, don't you? You've been stuck. You got out of it. Can't...
No, Toby, I'm here for you, but I don't know what to do.
I get it. Just needed to vent, I guess. I just didn't know how to tell anybody. It's like I was the only one who felt stuck.
You're not alone. Stuck. Yeah, I get it. I felt
stuck.
Toby? Oh my god. Help! Somebody help!
Hey, thanks for coming over.
Of course. How's Xander?
Not good. He's putting on a brave face, though. Just try and act normal.
We can do that.
June, how are you holding up?
I'm all right.
Are you sure? You must be doing worse than the rest of us, considering you saw Toby when he, you know. You can talk to me, you know. I mean, it's hard losing your boyfriend.
Rachel, really, I don't want to talk. And Toby wasn't my boyfriend. We broke up. I cared about him without having to date him. Sorry, I just...
No, it's fine. I get it.
Hey, come on in, guys.
Hey, what's been going on with you guys today?
Oh, you know, just being lazy. Waffle and I just been couch potatoes today. Gotta get my shit together tomorrow, though.
Yeah, I have to get back to work tomorrow. Cheerleading waits for no one.
Yeah, I have to go to back to the lab later as well. My mom said I could go in the afternoon, though, which is nice. Oh, but Junie, it's been a week. Do you have a job in the city you need to go back to?
Not really. I was just planning to waitress somewhere when I got back.
Oh, geez. Do you have money? I can...
No, don't worry. I can definitely stay until...
Until the funeral.
Right.
Yeah, it might be a few days. His family... You never really expect to have buried your kid. Especially Toby. He was totally healthy. Didn't smoke, hardly drank, ate better than any of us. June, you were there. Do you know what happened?
I couldn't say. I don't really know.
What did you see?
I think it was a seizure, but I really don't...
No, that can't be. Toby didn't get seizures.
Pancake. Funerals always take time. I'm sure
it's I'm serious. Toby never got seizures. I would know. It's like how Victor died. Like
I'm really sorry, Spencer. This isn't what you signed up for. We won't be mad if you leave.
Yeah, you really don't have to stay. You can borrow my car and head out if you need.
Hey, no need to apologize. I can stick around.
Thanks. It means a lot.
You don't need to get back to your job?
Nah. I'll have to call my dad and ask for some money, but he doesn't mind. It's not like food and stuff is mad expensive here anyway.
How cute.
Something's not right here.
Oh, hey, Spencer.
Oh, hey, out for a run?
Yeah, you just...
Just on a walk. Gotta say, it's real quiet here.
Bet you're not used to that. New York never sleeps, right?
Basically. I kinda like it, though. It's like white noise. I'm not used to things being this, dead.
It's quiet, but also just cozy. I love it here. I get to walk down the street and everybody I bump into is my friend.
I guess it's nice if you think of it that way.
Yeah, I like it anyway. Hey, was June happy in New York City?
Hmm? Yeah. I think she loved, like, exploring the unknown. This one time, freshman year, I had to go save her after she accidentally took the one to Cathedral Parkway, but she meant to go to Central Park North, and I thought she'd be pissed at having to go back to 96 so we could switch back to the 2 and then... not important. The point is, I think she was just really happy being able to just be lost. Did she tell you anything about the city?
Nothing. We lost touch after she left.
Oh.
Yeah, but then again, I sometimes wonder how much I knew June. She always seemed one step removed from everything. It hurt. I didn't think we'd drift apart like that, but... But it's good to hear she was so much happier there with you. I wish she could have liked home as much as I do, but to each their own. Small town life isn't for everyone.
Yeah, I could never. Hey, this is out of nowhere, but had you ever seen Toby have a seizure?
No, but that doesn't mean that's not what happened. Look, I know it's a weird situation, but calling it a curse or whatever, it's not cute. You understand.
Yeah, I understand. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
It's fine. Anyways, I better finish my cardio. See you around.
Yeah, see you. Something's definitely not right here.
Who's there?
Oh, Lillian, geez, I didn't see you there.
Ginny, you said you were going to bed a few hours ago. Why are you still up?
I was just... I'm going to raid the fridge. I couldn't sleep, you know?
Oh, I get it.
Lillian, are you okay?
What do you mean?
We haven't really talked yet. You never told me why you sent me that text.
Oh, to be honest, it was impulsive. I was just having a bad night, and the next day I was okay, but you said you were coming over, and I was so excited to see you, so I didn't say anything.
You were excited to see me?
Yeah, I've missed you, silly.
But none of this makes sense.
What?
Ever since I've gotten here, you've been trying to play it off as everything is okay, but...
But what?
You said you were scared in that text. Scared of what?
Please believe me, I was just having a bad night, and sometimes my head just says terrible things,
but
and-
why text me?
Because I thought I needed you. You were always someone I could rely on, and I was desperate, but it's okay, I can deal with this.
It's not okay. Toby's dead, and you're acting weird, and I don't know what the fuck has happened to any of us, and clearly you don't think things are okay either if you asked me for help.
Well, I'm sorry for asking a friend for help.
But you haven't told me anything. People always expect me to magically have an answer, but I don't. You know that.
You're right. That's not fair of me. Please don't get upset. I'm fine. It's fine. I'm sorry. Please don't get upset.
I'm sorry, Lillian. Let's just drop this.
You can call me Lily.
Huh?
Like how you used to. We were Junie and Lily, you know? We still are.
Oh, I just thought... I don't know. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has, but I'm glad you got to explore. You always wanted to see what's out there.
Yeah, I really did. You should know, though.
Yeah?
The whole time in college, I wished you were there, with me.
Oh. I wish I was there, too. more than anything. I'm gonna head to bed, but I'll see you tomorrow. Good night, Junie.
Good night, Lily. Fucking hell. Oh, yeah, let's go.
Have you ever been here before?
Not really. Only when I needed a checkup. I've only been in her office one time before today. I had to drop off Lily because Marianne called her to run an errand or something.
Lily, huh?
What? It's a nickname. Anyway, it's a waste of time. We can't even get in.
I got that handled.
Spencer, you stole the keys? Oh God, we shouldn't be doing this.
They were just sitting on the kitchen counter. And come on, just a quick look around. We're not doing anything wrong. We're just making sure everything is up to code, you know?
All right. For Toby.
Exactly.
We're going into her office? Spencer, if we move anything, it's gonna look like a break-in.
Relax. We'll be quick. Let's just see what Marianne's been up to lately. Hey, what's this?
Spencer, those are medical records.
Yeah? Drug 63. Ingredients. Milkweed, bergamot, rabbit fur, hummingbird's beak?
Spencer, these are private. Even if it doesn't sound like actual medicine.
This is not actual medicine. Notes. Inserted dosage of 50 milligrams to patient 46. After a week, the patient's leg trauma was not fixed. Vitality signs stayed complacent. Experiment deemed a failure. Consider adding false dragon head. False dragon head. I think that's a flower, but I took botany. Those plants do nothing as far as I know.
Leg trauma. That's...
What?
That has to be Toby, doesn't it?
Shit, I think so. He's...
Can I go look in the next room?
Sure, let's split up. What can go wrong?
Wait, stairs? I didn't think this place had a basement.
Holy shit, what? Secret basement? That's awesome! Never mind splitting up, I'm coming with you. Do you hear that?
It's probably just the AC kicking in or something. Calm down.
It's definitely coming from downstairs.
Give me your flashlight. Dirt? Wait, those plants we saw earlier in the fridge, here's one on the ground.
Mandrake? Wait, be careful, June. There's also some shards. Are these clay pots? Holy shit, they're growing mandrake everywhere in here.
Spencer, slow down.
Wait, June. That sound is coming from that examination table under the sheet.
It's probably just some equipment. Don't touch it. Spencer!
What is this?
Oh my God, it's Victor.
What? The diner guy?
Victor, can you hear me? What's happened to you? Victor, you're in there, aren't you? His hand's so cold, I can't tell if he's... Oh my God!
Wait, we need to show this to someone. We gotta...
So you really believe there's robots in town?
I know it's crazy, but it's true. Like yesterday, Oliver was just like fucking glitching out.
Maybe he had a seizure?
Yeah, like he's old. Old people have seizures.
He's not that old, and it was just like Toby's.
You weren't there when... June, was it like...
I don't know.
See, June doesn't know. This isn't cute, Spencer.
No, I'm telling you. June, wasn't it weird?
I guess it... Kind of was. I thought it was a seizure first, but...
Oliver said he was just seizure prone.
Nobody fucking says seizure prone. It's the curse.
Curses aren't real. Grow up.
This isn't natural. This doesn't just happen. June, tell me exactly what happened when Toby died.
Well, he started, like, stuttering and he was shaking. I don't know.
He started convulsing, right? And his eyes rolled back and he fell down?
Guys.
I don't know. I don't know.
And he was still shaking and repeating the same word over and over like he was glitching, right?
You're sick. You're just treating this like a fucking Nancy Drew mystery that you have to solve?
No, you guys aren't getting it. Look.
Is that a hand?
You took Victor's hand?
Spencer, what the hell? You took the hand when he broke into the lab?
Wait, you guys broke into the lab?
Hold up. What did you say, Lillian? How did you know this was Victor's hand?
I can just tell.
Leave Lillian alone! You broke into her mother's lab! What is wrong with you? Jesus Christ! June, you seriously can't believe this!
I don't know, okay?
Oh. Don't tell me you're siding with them over us!
I'm not siding with anyone! I don't know!
Guys, calm down!
You don't believe me, June? Come on, you were there!
You really haven't changed since high school. Still the same girl who doesn't trust any of her friends with her thoughts, always clamming up and taking the easy way out.
Me, stuck in high school? You're still the same snotty cheerleader you were freshman year. You always got so fucking bitchy when I didn't want to talk to you. But every time I tried, you wouldn't get it. You still don't.
June, I'm not making this up just for fun. I really-
God, I can't deal with all of this.
Get out. All of you, just get the fuck out.
What?
I mean it! You're all caught up in your own... This isn't what this is about, damn it! My best friend is gone! Gone! Forever! And now you guys...
Pancake?
Please! Just go!
Lillian, do you want a ride?
No, I'll just walk.
What the hell was that about? June, you
what
saw-
What the hell was that about, Spencer? You can't just spring fucking fan theories on us and expect us to just join in on your Scooby-Doo crusade.
But, June, I know you. You know something's up.
I don't know what the fuck is up, but you're not getting my point. This isn't a fun mystery.
I care about everybody here. I never said
no. You think Maryview is lame and antique, and this curse is the only thing livening it up. Admit it.
Rachel was right. You are removed.
What?
You bail the moment shit gets tough. You're not here for anybody. Never mind. Fuck it. I'm staying the night in a motel. I'll get my stuff tomorrow.
Spencer.
See ya.
Oh, hey, June. Where's Spencer?
We had a fight. They're at a motel right now. It's unimportant. Lillian, what's going on? And don't bullshit me anymore.
I'm sorry.
For what?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think I did it. I think I...
You killed Toby?
I let him die. I let him die, and I let Victor die, and I've let so many people
Lillian,
down.
Lillian, stop. What are you talking about?
I shouldn't be talking.
Have you been holding all of this in all this time? Why didn't you tell me?
Because you got to leave, June. You got to leave, and I was stuck here.
Stuck? But you told me in high school you wanted to be here, even when I begged you to come with me.
I was terrified, June, of leaving. Terrified in a way that you never understood. I wanted to leave, but she...
Who's she? What are you so terrified of?
Oh, fuck. Everything.
Lily, I'm sorry, I thought you were happier here. If I'd known, I would have taken you with me.
You can't. I have so much to do, and I need a...
No, we can figure something out. I'm not going to leave you behind.
What?
You're not trapped. We can fix this.
I wouldn't go so far as to say she's trapped. It's just that Lillian has an integral role in this town, and this is her home.
What? Wait, Rachel, what are you doing here? Your eyes, are you okay?
It's not cute, okay.
June, you used to be my favorite of Lillian's friends. You talked to her. I thought you cared. But I don't think you cared about anyone but yourself. Now you're threatening to pull her away from her home?
Mom!
Rachel, please take care of her.
Yes.
Rachel, don't. Help, somebody!
Coming. Coming. Oh. Hey, Xander, what's... Why are you here? Did June tell you I was here?
No. I just heard you say you were getting a motel last night, and, there's really only one in Maryview. Listen, is June here?
Oh, nope. Like you heard, we split last night. Haven't seen her since we left your house.
All right, what about Lillian or Rachel? Did anybody come visit you or anything?
No.
Oh, fuck. None of them have been responding to my texts. I tried visiting Rachel's house, but she wasn't there. Lillian either.
That's weird.
Yeah, dude, I'm really fucking worried.
Here, you should, come in. I really need to apologize about yesterday. I know it's scary dealing with this whole curse thing.
You still don't get it, do you?
Shit, sorry. No, I get it. Curse is a lot, but... You know something's up. Don't act like you weren't pressing June last night.
Look, I don't know if it's a curse or not. All I know is... Spencer, it feels like this whole town is in danger. And this is my home. These are my friends. So yeah, if I'm scared, it's because I'm scared that I wasn't a good enough friend to him. And I might lose everyone else because I don't know what the hell's going on.
God, I'm sorry.
I just miss him so much.
You might not think it, but I have a hard time making friends. I just find it hard to get attached to people, get close. Growing up, I thought it was tiring, I guess, to really get to know people. But then I met June and I realized she's just the first person I think will always be there for me, no matter what. And I didn't realize how much I needed that. If I lost June, God, I'm sorry. I just want to know what's going on so I can help her. If anything... Ah!
Spencer! Spencer, are you here?
Oliver! Stop, I'll let you in.
Don't let me in. Is there anyone with you?
Yeah, Oliver, I'm here. Is everything okay?
Xander, June's in danger.
What? Where is she?
Shit, he's gonna bust a lock! Spencer, help me move the bed in front of the door.
Marianne's house? Is June at Marianne's house?
Oh, Marianne's lab?
Oh fuck, what if she's gonna be-
Oliver! Is Rachel there too?
Yes, you come. To help. Oh.
Ah!
Spencer, I would stand here for you. Let me near you. Get while you can.
Oliver, we have to go save them.
You won't make it.
I can't.
I'm not fucking leaving them behind. Xander, get the door.
Mike!
Oliver, you can fight this. We're gonna save them together. All right, Xander, open the door in 1, 2.
Fuck?
Junie, thank goodness you're awake.
Lily, what happened? Your mom was, and then Rachel? Did Rachel punch me? And why am I handcuffed to the surgery table?
Don't get mad at Rachel. Mom made her do that.
What?
So let me start from the beginning. Basically, Spencer wasn't too off the mark with the robot theory, but they weren't entirely right. They're automatons, made of magic.
Magic?
Yeah, they're real as real can be. Their souls are in the Mandrake, though, and we have to take care of them to help them grow. It's knowledge that's been passed down through my family for generations. Maryview has had these lineages of automatons for decades, and my mom wants me to...
Take over? Is that what you were talking about? You couldn't leave because your mom wants you to learn magic?
Yeah, I'm the next and the only descendant.
And if you don't take over, it'd kill them.
Yeah. I don't know what I did, but the magic killed Toby. I don't know why. I'm so sorry.
But this doesn't make sense. Hasn't this been going on for Like 30 years? Why is this your fault?
I mean, as long as my mom's been in charge, the automatons have been glitching. Victor, Toby, Moore. And she's been trying to find the answers, but she can't. So she's been teaching me so I can find them, but I can't. And more people keep dying, June. Because of me, I'm killing them.
Your mom isn't helping you?
She's teaching me, but I'm too weak to find anything.
But Lillian, you can't blame yourself. Your mom is forcing you to find an answer to a question she can't even find herself. She's not gonna kill me, is she?
No. No, she wouldn't.
Unfortunately, that looks to be my only option.
Marianne? Rachel, she's... What have you done to Rachel?
Nothing. I've always had control. Look, you know too much, June. Even the automatons themselves aren't aware of what they are. It'd be a different case if I could keep you confined in the town, but I know you wouldn't agree with that.
What? I don't, I promise. I wouldn't tell anybody. Nobody would even believe me.
I'm sorry, but you know I can't risk that. And more still, I need Lillian to take over. I can't do this alone. But right now, she's too weak, preoccupied with other worries. With you. Maryview is your home, Lillian. You need to protect it. And I need to make sure June's not in the way. Rachel, if you don't mind getting drug number 85.
As you wish.
What's drug 85?
Don't be scared, June. It will be fast acting. I made sure to brew it correctly.
No, Mom! You can't. You said you wouldn't. Please!
June left behind Maryview. She already abandoned you once, Lillian, and she'd do it again. I can't allow you to think that there's anything out there more important than your duty to your home. You can't leave everyone here to die.
It's not like that. I couldn't stay here my whole life, but that doesn't mean I didn't care about Maryview. I always wanted to come back, even just to see all of my friends again. I couldn't ever leave you, Lillian. I'm in love with you.
What? You love me?
I mean, it's been 4 years, but yeah, all this time.
Junie,
Marianne, I don't know what's going on, but this isn't right. Why are you pushing all the blame on Lillian for not being able to find a solution? You can't find one either.
If we let go of our control over these people, they would move away. Maryview would die. Even if my methods aren't perfect, they keep this town running.
But don't you think that by keeping these people under your control, you're killing them?
I know what's best. It has to be this way.
No. No, it doesn't. Lillian asked me to come because she wanted me to help her stop all of this. She's fucking terrified of you. Do you want that?
Lillian?
Mom? Is that true? If we gave up control, would everyone be okay?
I have the syringe.
Mom, no!
I haven't been trying hard enough. I'm sorry, Lillian.
June! Jesus Christ, what's going on?
Spencer, Xander!
What? Oliver was supposed to deal with this.
Sorry, Marianne, I can't hurt them.
Oh my God, Rachel, are you okay?
Rachel? Inject the syringe into June, now.
As you wish.
Rachel?
What?
Waffle, give me the syringe. What? Please.
Xander.
Oh, thank God you're okay. Here, give me-
No!
What the- Hey!
Oliver, hold them back.
No. I'm not going to hurt these kids, Marianne.
That's not for you to decide. Do as I say. Oliver, put the knife down. I'll kill you.
Marianne, I'm sorry.
Oliver!
He's dead.
You... This is...
Mom, stop.
The mandrake.
And this is where they're kept, but look at them. The plants, their souls are suffocating. God, how didn't I notice this sooner?
No, don't touch them.
Let me...
If you...
You're hurt, Mom. It's over, Mom. I'm gonna plant these outside, and then I'm leaving Maryview.
If you pull them out, you don't know what it'll do.
No, grow. I know it.
Lily.
I'm finally gonna fix this, June. I promise.
Lillian. Lillian. You.
I can't be scared of you.
You.
I think she'll be okay, but let's call for an ambulance.
Holy shit. Rachel, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm normal again. June, are you? I'm so sorry.
Don't be. I'm sorry. But also, can you uncuff me?
Oh, right. Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
Oliver's dead.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Oliver.
Spencer, are you... God, I can't thank you enough. You came back.
Of course I would.
Promise you'll come back and visit?
Yeah, I promise, but not before you see the city.
Me too, if you'll have me. Maryview's chicken parm burger has grown on me. But, what are you guys gonna do?
Besides hiring a fucking therapist? Continue to do cheerleading. Definitely gonna pick up meditating, at least.
I don't really know myself, but I am gonna continue on the garden, at the least. Don't really know how to take care of mandrakes, but...
Even if you don't have a green thumb? I do, Pancake.
Love you, Waffle.
I'm going to do my best to live happy. I won't let that get taken away from me.
Yeah, Toby would kick my ass if I moped, so I'm going to take it one day at a time.
It was nice saying goodbye to him yesterday, but I'm going to miss him.
Yeah.
I hope Lillian's doing okay.
She is, I think. She seems relieved now that her mom has confessed to Oliver's murder.
Lily's strong. She basically replanted that entire garden by herself. She'll bounce back.
She's relying on you now, though. Don't let her down.
I know. I've thought about it, and I did need to run away from here to leave, but I shouldn't have left you guys in the dust like that.
No, don't be sorry. You did what you needed to do.
And besides, who handles anything well in high school anyway?
And you came back, didn't you?
Lily.
You're all packed?
Yep. Sorry for the wait. Are we good to go?
Have a safe trip back home, guys!
And don't you dare forget to call!
We won't, don't worry. Lillian, if you're gonna sit on her lap the whole ride home, at least buckle the seatbelt.
Spencer, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, don't give her any ideas.
No, Junie, that's unsafe.
Don't worry, Lily. I'd protect you.
Oh. Thanks. I'd protect you too.
Dear God. Okay, Lillian, tell me what music you want. June doesn't get radio privileges because she has bad taste.
Fuck you.
Oh, shut up.
My name is Lindsay Jackman, the creator of the podcast that you're listening to. We Never Left was produced for Full Fathom Productions, a student film and theater organization based at Emerson College. This production was made by a talented and hardworking cast and crew, and I never could have done this without them. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great rest of your day.